Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday, it is noon, and we are back on track with Cars on the Move, where we're going to talk to Ty. Ty is live in the transport parking lot. Do me a favor, go ahead and leave a like, and you can share this link if that's so. If you think that'll help somebody, because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Ty was live in Detroit. Go ahead and jump in the live chat. Also, I apologize. Yesterday, I kind of crossed the streams, got this show mixed up with another show because we go live all the time. All right. And why do we go live all the time? Let's go ahead and let Ty explain. Ty, why do we go live all the time?
We go live all the time because we're always connecting. We're connectors. I don't know if you know that, but okay. So I'm in Detroit, right? This is funny. I didn't even tell you this. I'm at this conference. And they talk about tier one, tier two. What's that and what's that have to do with hauling a car? Hang on. I'm going to tell you. The tier one guys make these parts and they ship them to the plant. The plant takes the part and they put it in the car and a car is born, right? Now we got a new car. So I'm at this conference and I'm meeting all these people and I'm talking to this. So like, conference is over. Bye. Go to the airport, getting ready to check in. And Jay knows this because whenever we go to the airport, I always get pulled over to the side every time. Doesn't matter. So standing there, I know I'm going to get pulled over. Behind me, these two young guys, probably 25 to maybe 30. And they got a shirt on. It says Magna. I'm like, hey, wait, are you guys the Magna guys at the conference? No, we make car seats. Oh, yeah? For who? Well, Dodge and Jeep. Chrysler. I'm like, oh, so you're a tier one. You would not believe what these guys, their eyes go, what? Tier one? How do you know what a tier one is? I'm like, man, I know this stuff. I just came from the conference. So anyway, I got them really excited about Automotive Logistics Finished Vehicle Conference. I didn't get their stuff because I actually did get pulled over when I went through the thing. The deal, you know? Step over to the right, Ty. What you got? They did that shoulder thing again. It was weird. Anyway, so why do we go live? We go live because we are live and we're showing everybody. It's talking to people. It's making these relationships, putting things together, you know, stand around, look at the obvious and you start, wow, this connects to this. This works over here. This could help this guy. This would really help that guy. So I go live. I love it.
Well, and I'll tell you, so good answer. Thank you. I think one of the challenges we run into is, okay, but Jay and Ty, we were watching or we're not because we only have so much time and we need you to get to the point and the point we need you to get to is where are you going to help me make more money? And so that's the thing is this, we're in the long game. We're in the very long game, which is not only do you need to know this and this and this to do business today, but if you really want to understand this industry and really grow your business, if you're not in the long game, that would explain why you're watching the videos that tell you you're going to get rich tomorrow. That would explain that. On Auto Transport Intel, we're in the really long game. We want to talk to people that expect to be in business in 10 years. What I like to consume, I like to watch. You know, I saw almost everything from day one on Wednesday. And even the stuff that doesn't help me today in my business, I listened. Because that's how you get a macro view. We all want to be as smart and rich as like Warren Buffett. How do you think he got that way? Because he read everything.
Consumed a lot.
All right. There's my soapbox. So we got 25 more minutes. We have folks that I think you want to talk to. We could talk about the show. We could talk about next month's show. What do you want to do first?
Well, I don't want to forget about our book because we're still talking about our book.
Oh, the book. E-Myth, good.
Right? I haven't forgot about it. So the first chapter, we're talking about you. It's a good idea to know who you are. And the second chapter, we're talking about the technician, right? I know how to do the job really, really well, so I'm going to start my own business. May not be the best idea, because this is what's fun. And I say this probably every Friday or too much, but
is it this one?
No, it's the mastery.
E-Myth, the mastery. This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one everybody's ordering and reading right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's good. We're on chapter two, moving to three pretty quick.
Okay.
Two is, and this is, you know, I know how to do the job. I'm really good at it. I'm tired of my boss telling me what to do. It's funny because I just had a phone call about this. This guy called. He was upset because he started his own business, and he ran into some guys that were doing their employees, right? And they're making what he was making when he before he left. Do you follow that?
Yes.
So the employees are making what he was making before he left. He owns his own company now, and he's starting to question himself. They're making more money than I am, and I own my own business, right? This doesn't add up. So what happens is you get in your mind, your dangerous neighborhood, and you start thinking, well, gosh, I got to pay for this. I got to pay for that. I got to do all this. These guys, that guy's a jerk. That guy doesn't even want to pay. That customer told me that they would give me all this work. They haven't given me anything. They haven't called me in 2 weeks. Why do I have my own business? I just talked to that guy, and he's making more money than I am, and he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to stay up at night wondering how he's going to pay the insurance, right? So this really happens, right? This really happened. So he's asking me, Ty, I'm upset. I'm scared. I'm nervous. Why did I decide to start my own business when I could just stayed where I was and made 10 grand a week as an employee? What? No, that was a real number. That really came out of his mouth. As an employee, right? Transporting cars. What? No way. I don't know, right? Maybe tow trucks. I could be wrong.
I will add this, is that we have this human problem where something is just totally a roadblock. And when we finally get past the roadblock or change things up, we have a habit of looking in the rearview mirror and saying, what was I thinking?
Right.
It's a problem we have.
So the difference in my mind, okay, why did this guy leave to go start his own business? I don't know. I'm sure he didn't like who he was working for. I'm sure he thought he could do better on his own. I'm sure he had hopes and dreams of, you know, ruling the world and building the big fleet. And we're still young in the business, so I have to remind this guy, hey, look, you haven't even been in here a full year, number one. You're lucky you're still alive. You're making money. I know you are. You send me your reports every week. I know you're making money. I know you're alive. You might not be making the kind of money you think you should be making, but let's look at what's really happening. How many payments have you made on that truck and trailer? Well, I've almost got it paid for. That's an asset. That has equity. Did you factor that into your equation?
Long game. Hey, speaking of, did you see that email? We got an email from somebody, and they were talking about they had shared some of their dispatch sheets and their revenue, and they were leasing on to own. Did you see that email?
Yeah. Keep going. I'm sure I did.
I didn't get to finish reading it because then we got so busy with the show, but I sent it on to you. I need to look back at that one. Or how about Hendrick was talking about, he had some trailer stuff he wanted to talk about. My point is that now there's a lot going on just in our ecosystem. Yeah. And it's hard to keep up with it all.
It's getting harder, and you know what's fun about it is ATI is growing just like your business is growing. We're doing the same thing you guys are doing. We're getting our own customers. We're talking to people. We're networking. We're social networking. We're social media networking. We're on the phone. We're talking to these guys at conferences. Our business is growing, and we're establishing relationships with people, good people. And so as you grow your business, you can look at Ty and Jay and you can say, wow, they're out there really doing it. They're, you know, Jay and I, before this show started, we hadn't talked pretty much all week.
No, not really. I mean,
you know, you see us on the show.
I know. And,
but we don't really talk. So before this show started today, we talked for a few minutes, and we're looking at this as, man, we're learning so much right now, us as a show, as a, you know, Jay knows this stuff. I don't, you know, we're learning, okay, well, when you go to a conference, you might try and do it this way versus that way. And we make mistakes, right? I talked to a couple guys there. I know I put my foot right in my mouth more than once, right? I know I did. The guy even looked at me. He's
man,
like,
I have
ooh.
Every conference.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what you see when you watch this stuff, but I can assure you, A, it's not easy. I mean, Charles Franklin. Charles Franklin II, that guy.
Oh, I think it's the third. Charles
the
Franklin
third, I'm
the
sorry.
Third. Yeah.
Charles Franklin III. This guy was a Honda, big Honda guy forever. Now he's a Glovis guy, a big Glovis guy. And I've got to go talk to this guy, right? I mean, this dude's huge. This is a guy on the stage, right? This is a guy with the answers. And I'm going to go talk to him. So you can understand. I can understand your hesitation, your reluctancy to go talk to a car dealer. Ty says that every Friday. Go
exactly.
Talk to a car dealer.
I like that. That's it. You're hitting it right there. We're going to camera one. If you're just joining us, thank you very much. Don't pay attention to the number of views. I know it doesn't make sense to me because we got lurkers all over the place, so I don't worry about it. But I want to say this is that Ty just said it, is that when we're at shows, we know how you feel talking to dealers or some guy in the parking lot at the auction. We know how you feel because we're in the same boat and we're doing it. You have to try. And it's amazing. You can see it live. That's what's so cool. When you watch Detroit day one, I need to go grab that link right now and share that. When you watch day one, you can see Ty live trying to make it happen. And guess what? He does. Detroit day one live. And here's the link in the live chat. I just put it in there. You'll see it here in a second, but yeah, I mean, great job, Ty.
Thank you. Last night late. The flight was jacked up. I got stuck. I had to run, you know, all the stuff you get when you fly. This morning I got up and I was like, oh man, that's work. It really is. Not just the travel, but when you're there and you're meeting these people and you're trying to work that angle so you can get the interview and find out more about what they do, and it's interesting. So I
learned a lot. It is work. Well, and that's where I hope I'll go back to camera one. I hope that I make this look easy or something, because it's not. It's not at all. It's just that live. I don't know what happened, but live TV, live streaming. That's my arena, and you're really great at just hey buddy and starting to talk to somebody.
Well, speaking of hey buddy, you ready for a quick
we got
hey
one.
Buddy?
Let's get
hey
one.
Buddy. I know what I want for Christmas, Jay.
What?
I want a compilation of hey buddy.
Oh man.
Hey buddy.
I'll have the editor work on that.
Get a hold of the editor. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Ashby Transport. Remember my friend Ashby?
I do. Remember what's going on?
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
What are you up to today, Ashby?
I'm fixing to run right now, hauling cars.
How many trucks are you up to today?
Seven.
Seven? You were at three last time you were on the show.
That's right.
You went from three to seven. How many of those are nine car haulers?
All of them.
So you have seven nine car haulers.
Yeah.
How'd you grow so fast?
Hard work.
Hard work.
It's moving the cars when you say you're going to move them, efficiently, damage-free.
Communication. Big thing.
Absolutely.
Do you hang out at auctions occasionally?
All the time.
You're always at an auction?
All the time.
Do you ever go to car dealers?
It's a fancy little deal out here.
I know,
all the time.
Crazy? So you go to auctions and you talk to car dealers. You started the year with two, I think.
Three. Yeah.
And now you're at seven and we're in October and you go to auctions and you talk to car dealers. You talk to carriers too. Don't you got carrier
talk
friends?
Talk to Ty too. Right here, right now.
We're talking live in the parking lot. I just got back from Detroit. I was
saw
the,
that.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Well, I won't tell you about
yeah.
it. It was good.
Sorry, I missed out.
How about you go to, I'll tell you what, let's go to Used Car Week, November, Red Rock. You.
Let's do it.
And me.
All right.
Okay, so.
You heard it here first. Well,
that's for Bill Zedid. I just got us a new attendee. AT Transport, Ashby Transport, Kansas City.
And Ashby Transport Logistics.
And Ashby Transport Logistics, which is what?
A month and a half old broker business.
So you're a broker and a carrier.
That's correct.
And you're brokering cars.
That's correct.
Did you guys hear that?
Dude,
this
you
is
are,
action. This
you
is
are
going
to love Used Car Week, Ashby.
Absolutely.
You
can't
are.
Wait to go.
Man, that's awesome.
Show. A lot of used car guys here. That'd be great. Well, very I know you good. Got a lot to do.
Yeah,
seven
very
trucks,
busy.
Very busy.
You guys be good.
Thank you very
thanks,
much.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I will.
Oh, dude. Okay. See, that's the thing. It's funny because we were just talking about this, Ty, is that this Auto Transport Intel, I'm going to make an announcement. Auto Transport Intel is not the car hauling business channel. It kind of was originally. It's the car shipping business channel. Which is actually, I know that sounds like minutia, but we talk about more than just the hauling. And this is where brokers, do you know that Tuesday night I got a broker on the show again? We talk about brokers more than, I know that, and this is the thing, man, my gosh, let's go to camera one again. I know dispatching is a dirty word, but I talk about it anyways. And not only that, I also talk about brokering. We do that on the Car Shipping Business Channel because it's part of car shipping business. Now, I'm not saying, you know, and I'm not calling out the carrier that illegally posts loads. By the way, we got Brian weighed in on, listen, if you own a car and you're a carrier and you don't have a broker's license, you can't post your own car on Central Dispatch to get transported, even though it's your own car, because that is brokering. And I don't need to sit around and quote all these laws, because my goodness, you aren't going to hear me talk about the clearinghouse all day. But it's all part of the ecosystem. Ty, go.
Well, yeah, it is. I won't touch that one because that makes me always want to ask the question, how does a dealer post a car on a load board?
Actually, Brian will weigh in on that. I'm going to ask Brian that because you're absolutely right. And
now, when I say that, I'm saying that I'm just a question, right? It is what it is, but I do find it interesting. I remember the first time, probably back in early 2000s, when I found out there was a load board called whatever. And I figured out how to get on it. And then I figured out, why are dealers allowed to put cars on here? It didn't make sense to me.
And I want to say this. The
maybe
only reason.
Special provision. Who knows?
Probably. The only reason I do talk about these laws is because if the dispatcher is so illegal, well, I'm going to hit you back with legal logic.
Legal
Other
logic.
Than that, legal logic. All right. So we talked about, in fact, Ants says that Hey Buddy needs its own show.
Hey Buddy.
Hey Buddy.
Hey Buddy.
But this
hey, buddy.
Is Hey Buddy. It's just that we call it Cars on the Move. So we did, that was neat. I hope Ashby does make it to Used Car Week. We need to get him. What do we need to do to get him? What do we need to do to get Ashby to Used Car Week?
Send him the registration link email, or you can send it to me and I'll forward it.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send it to you because I don't know if I have Ashby's info.
Well, we need, I was thinking about this earlier.
In the live chat
this may
too.
Not be the place to ask the question, but do you know how many transport companies usually go to the Used Car Week, if any?
So I happen to know. This is so cool. I happen to know this. Let's go back. 2020 doesn't count because nobody got to go outside. Fair? All right. 2019, Used Car Week, I was there. November, that was 2 years ago. And we had United Road, RPM, Montway, Assertus, a Proficient Auto Transport was there. So we're talking, right? So you've got like those really big companies that do all kinds of stuff and have a ton of marketing money. Then you've got a one step below them, large companies that are maybe brokers or carriers or broker carriers. But overall, given that Central Dispatch says they have like 13,000 auto transport businesses, we're talking 0.00001% of the auto transport industry shows up at Used Car Week. RCG Logistics, they also go there. So there is mega opportunity. To go to Used Car Week. That's why I put it in the live chat. UsedCarWeek.biz/agenda. Think about it. And actually, I think Mark from Superflow is going to go.
Yeah, I've been encouraging him to go. There's a couple people I'd really like to see go. Again, you know, you go to this, what are you going for? It's not really free. It's not really.
It's not. It's several grand.
Yeah. So why are you going? Why would you drop out of work and time off work and drop that kind of coin to go to a conference? Right. Why would you do that? I mean, here's the thing. I had a fleet.
I can tell you
why. I never took off work to go to a conference.
So I'm gonna. By the way, yeah, I've got. Okay, so here, let's go to Brian asks before we move on. Ty, Brian says the dealer owns the car and they are not brokering. They are hiring a carrier. Is that illegal? Aha! Here's the problem, Brian. By posting a load, you are brokering. That, by its very nature, is a dealer acting as a broker. As I understand it, I am no lawyer, and there's a reason I'm not, is because I don't really, this minutia, yeah, I'm not interested either. but what you're talking about, again, because you got me at dispatchers are illegal. I reject that. No, that's just not true. And I don't care if you get everybody up in the Supreme Court to march and hold signs that dispatchers are illegal. I'll be the last guy that says that's true. That's okay. Why go to Used Car Week?
Why go to Used Car Week?
So, number one, to have discussions like we just had in the hallways of a trade show with professionals, experts, other businesses, right? And here's the thing is, why would you drop $5,000, not go to work that week, and go to a trade show? Because we all know we believe in investment. And you are investing in the future of your business when you do that. Now, there's this thing called return on investment. And everybody loves this. It's as trendy as saying have courage and posting selfies. I know. But see what I did there?
I know.
Right? I know. But return on investment. And I have this conversation all the time. ROI. If you're in a corporation at a water cooler, man oh man, do people love ROI. I'm surprised that's not a cheer. ROI, return on investment. Okay, here's the thing. Oftentimes, real ROI, you don't see it tomorrow. You don't see it next week. Sometimes you can't even calculate that ROI.
Watch it.
And we know that in real life. We do things. We can't calculate the ROI.
YouTube, car haulers.
The ROI. The long game of your business. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
This is Jay.
How's it going?
What's your name?
My name's David, man.
David?
I'm a detailer back here at Autowalker. Yeah.
Detailer.
Oh, wow. We met Thomas last week. Jerry? Was it Jerry the Buffer?
Yeah. Good dude.
Jerry the Buffer.
Jerry the Buffer. You're Thomas?
No, I'm David.
David.
I'm David the Washer.
David the Washer.
David the Washer.
How long have you been washing?
I've been here for about 2.5-3 weeks. It's from South Carolina, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm hanging out. Absolutely, I love them, man. They're good people.
This is a good people. They're really good. Good family.
You know, and I'm dealing with a bunch of liver problems and stuff right now, and they've been real cool about, you know, let me take my time off or I wake up hurting, you know what I'm saying? They've been really cool.
Absolutely.
I mean, I killed myself with Punzel, Sigma, you know what I'm saying, and got laid off. Didn't hurt working for them, yeah. But it's temp agency, so no lawsuit, just go ahead and let it go. We ain't got to deal with it. But, you know,
these people take care of it. They're good.
That's what, you know, I don't mind breaking my back. I mean, I'm 40 years old now, but I don't mind breaking my back for somebody if they're going to take care of you. You know, you hurt yourself more. Hell, let the man heal up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're really a life, man. Part of this puzzle, okay? Just so you know.
Everyone is. It's fine.
Well, they are, but you're you're really important because when the car's clean, they pay more money.
Absolutely.
You know that, right?
Absolutely. Inside out, clean like a whistle.
Clean as a... David, thank you so much.
Hey, no worries, man.
Good,
good to meet you, David. David the washer. That is awesome, man. It is an ecosystem. David's in the ecosystem.
Yeah, do you hear that, though? Look, that this is why I love this place, okay? Can you see it right here?
Yes, the auction.
It's the auction, but it's a different auction with a different name. America's Auto Auction, right? It's America's Auto Auction. This guy hasn't been here 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They hire him. They're working with him. I didn't have to ask him. He said it. These are great people. They've been really good to me. They're helping me. Where do you hear that? Where do you find that? And that's one of the harder jobs on the auction. And the guy's happy about it, right? So you go to the conferences to learn about the detail guy. So when you meet the detail guy, you know you can have that conversation of how important that job is and why these people take care of that guy. Does that make sense?
And
that's why you go to conferences.
It just so happens that the guy that bought the vehicle or the guy that's selling the vehicle or gal, he, she, hers, and theirs, and all that stuff, really cares that David the washer does a great job on every car.
Yeah,
they do care. They may not know David's name, but they know they care that that gets done. By the way, I just want to say thank you, Chris Chamberlain, ringing the cowbell. He's here with us, throwing up
love
the super
Chris.
Chat.
I talked about you, Chris, quite a bit at this conference. I ran into two companies that are doing business with the company you work for. And I got an inside track. His name's Chris. So it's good having you, Chris. Thank you.
We do
always appreciate your updates.
Absolutely. I second that. Yeah. And that goes for the gang. We keep seeing the same gang members in here. Chris and Ants and Brian. And I mean, Carlos isn't here today, but that's okay. You know, this is the where Cheers, the bar, and you come in and everybody knows your name and there's a piano player and
it's good stuff.
All right, Jay.
But anyway, here's why I didn't go to the conferences whenever I was working, building my business. The reason I didn't go is because there wasn't social media and I wasn't into social media. So I didn't know about it. I did come across the Automotive News magazine. And occasionally came across the Finished Vehicle Logistics magazine, either at an auction or at a dealer. And anytime nobody was looking, I would always go and grab a couple months back episodes, issues, and I would take them. I would ask, can I have this? Yeah, you can have it. And I would go read it. I would always skip the ad for the conference because I didn't even have a clue what it was. So now, today, fast forward almost 21 years now, Jay. November will be 21 years for me in the car hauling industry. 21 years later, here's what I can tell you. With the social media, with the conferences, now we know about them. Now you see us going to them. If you can't go, you should tune in for the hybrid that Jay's talking about. This hybrid where you can watch it, you can listen. You can get the down, you know, what's your takeaway? What happened? What did you figure out? Okay. But if you can go, start planning to go, because I'm telling you, the people that we meet at these things, we see them again and we talk to them again. And the things that we talk about, the topics we talk about, those come up again later in my business, in your business. So yeah, we'll sit here all day long and promote
now,
it, I don't know.
Lawrence is on the ATI conference leaderboard. That's two for Lawrence, right?
Yeah. See, Lawrence, yeah. And I mean, you want to know what's amazing, by the way? Lawrence, I do need to give a shout. I forgot about Lawrence, but Lawrence is a long gamer. That guy talks to everybody. I mean, I'm like, hey, where's Lawrence? He's over there talking to Dennis Manns for an hour. I'm like, Dennis Manns? Wow, good job, Lawrence. Where's Lawrence? Oh, he's over there talking to Project 44, Ashley. Wow.
Right.
I mean, he's just talking. And so we come back to the room later, and I'm like, tell me everything you learned.
Oh, he's dumping out business cards and swag. I want to say this, because you made me think of something. This is so interesting. At one point, somebody in the past said, Jay, you really are the car hauling dispatcher, because you're dispatching information to the car hauling community. And I want to go and I want to explain something you said. I had a moment where I saw that Automotive News magazine. It was early on. And I thought, I'm holding this magazine and I'm going to read it, but I need to help bring this information to our ecosystem. That's part of my job. That's what we're doing. And now we're not just bringing the print. We're going live at the show. We are truly bringing trade shows information that you can't go to closer to you, more accessible, and we're only going to get better at it.
Yeah, I think so. And again, you know, like just talking, meeting these people, seeing them, we'll see them in Red Rock, probably see them in California. But the more you get to know the people, the more you get to know about their business, the more you understand, the more they understand about you, the odds of learning, understanding what it is we're talking about, just keep going up and keep getting better.
What? That's not what the button I wanted to hit. So check this out. Ants just said it. How about to build a car hauling festival in KC for everyone to meet for 3 days in a row?
It's in the plans.
Ty's already been talking about that. The thing is, we don't want to jump the gun. And so
here's what we might do. I forgot to tell you this, Jay. I got a hold of Candy. The Jacksonville, we may end up doing a Jacksonville one before we do a Kansas City one, because Candy's really passionate about educating car haulers. She's got the place, the facility, the location. I can get down there. We've got a pretty big base, honestly, Jay, ATI fans in Florida. So
I love
Jacksonville will probably be the first one.
And I'll stay here and we'll do the hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we're thinking of a 3 day. So it'll be a Friday, show up Friday evening, do the meet and greet. Saturday, we do in class session with, we go to out of class. We want to go to an auction. And then on Sunday, we're talking about doing a half in class and then have a dealer come in. So should be good. And the port.
And it's funny, see, as you're talking about the agenda, so I was bringing up the agendas. I just want to do this because we're pretty much out of time. We're going to finish up here. But Finnish Vehicle Logistics North America, November 9th through 11th. It's in California. We're not saying go to that one. What we're saying is stay tuned for Ty live in California at this show. Then the week after is Used Car Week, Red Rocks, Las Vegas. That's the one that you might want to consider going to. Now, it isn't cheap. We know that. You got to get your registration. You got 10 more days to get $2,000 all access. Otherwise, it goes up $600 or $800. Now, you can get virtual access, but that's not what we're talking about. Virtual access is just watching the conferences online. You got to be there in person. And you're not going to see the return on investment next week. But I got dollars to donuts. Because I'll tell you what, that's one of the things. When I talk, especially when I talk to business owners, I reference these shows regularly. I keep saying Baltimore, Detroit, North Carolina. These are the places we've gone to shows.
I want to say, actually, I didn't know it's $2,000, but $2,000 to get in there is actually a really good deal.
It is. But it's another grand or more.
Okay, the one we went to in, where was that? South Carolina, Raleigh. Remember?
Yeah, Raleigh. FinTech. Holy cow.
But the dealer group that was there, that we got to engage with, right? Like engage with. We got to talk to these dealers. Dude. We got to ask all the questions we want. Okay, I've got my standard question I always want to know. Where are you getting your cars? Okay, you might have a question that you want to know. The guy's there, and he'll talk to you.
And I want to say this too. You don't need a booth.
No.
You can get a booth. If you're big and you've got money, get a booth. But just get a pass to the show and walk around in your, you know, your collared logoed shirt with your business cards. Maybe two.
Yeah,
of
take
them.
Your. Yeah, that was another good lesson. Bring a lot of business cards.
Bring your business cards. Give and just, bring a clipboard or something for you know, or an iPad, right?
And you want to make sure you go to the sessions, right?
Go to the
sessions. That's where you really the sessions is really what it's. That's where the value.
Yes,
is.
You have to go to the sessions.
These guys are up there and they're talking pretty real. I mean, it's not as scripted as you think.
And then here's the part, man, and this is it. You've watched a couple sessions. Now it's coffee time, and you're exiting a session, and you're there, and you're like, God, do I talk to anybody? What do I do? The answer is start talking to somebody. Who cares if they work at a port in a country you've never heard of? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Start there. Get your bearings. Okay, and think of it, you know, it's like speed dating. Oh, yeah, yeah, cool. Here's my card or whatever. Okay, all right. Great, I'll see you later. Go talk to somebody else. Hey, what do you do? Here's my card. What's going on? You ever transport cars? Oh, no? All right. I'll see you later. All right, go to somebody else. And after a while, something happens.
Yeah. Well, and then you run into them again at the next break. And then you run into them again. And then you start making that building. Right?
And now, you know what's neat? And now you run into a couple people you've talked to. And suddenly, there's somebody in that small group talking that you really want to do business with.
Yeah. And now you're friends with that
guy. Now, exactly. And now.
Unless you're Ty running around with a little camera thing and you're like, oh, no, here comes that guy again with the camera. Run.
Oh, man. All right. So I'll tell you what. I think we set it up. That's a great way to end it.
Good show.
So we have a lot going on. Tuesday is a broker show. Otherwise, next week is a normal week. In 3 to 4 weeks, it's going to get crazy. In 4 weeks, it's going to get crazy again. We've got back-to-back conferences. You're going to be in California. I'm also going to be in Vegas. And that's where, you know, what we're going to try to do in a month is I'm going to be in Vegas and then go to back up to the room to go live with you on the floor. That's going to get crazy. Luckily, it's a multi-day conference. We'll get it worked out. So we have a lot coming up. And we appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the live chat. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, for ringing the cowbell. Thank you, Ty, for all that you do. Appreciate you, buddy.
Jay, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.
Sounds like a plan. And he is out. So listen, everybody, thank you so much. We hope you have a good weekend, a productive weekend. Looks like it's still pretty nice out. That's good. Not too hot, not too chilly. David Ray is here. What's going on, David? Thank you so very much. And I'm sorry I crossed the streams. You're not supposed to do that. But what happened? I went live yesterday with today's stream, and then I went live today with yesterday's stream, which, you know what? Who cares? But apparently it makes a big difference on YouTube. So I'm sorry about the confusion there. Hey, I used to be like Ty with seminars, kind of waste of time, no way to get involved, get into group meetings. You'd be surprised what you learn. It is incredible. And what's happened to us is, you know, we gotten so, this is one of the problems, another life problem, is a human life problem. We get so used to thinking that every moment has to be this little box that we have to have the money attached to the box, and we live all these, and we're just moving little boxes. But it's not like that. It's big concepts and ideas, and try to break out of the box. As Paul Machine says, just throw that box away. Just try to do that. Guys, thank you so much. We'll see you Tuesday night. Hopefully, I'm not throwing the box away Tuesday. That should be an interesting show. We have Rachel with Royalty Ships. She's a broker. She'll be on the show. So, guys, tune in for that. Thank you so much. Have a great, safe weekend. Peace out, and we'll see you soon.